I've got a huge celebrity breakup to tell you about, or is it just a break? You can decide. It's coming up in just a second. First, this is really sad. Matthew Knowles, that is Beyonce's father, has been diagnosed with breast cancer. He's opening up about this battle for the first time. He's going to actually be on a talk show later today talking about it. And I thought it was a really important thing to sort of shine a little bit of a light on, because it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month that just kicked off yesterday. And breast cancer, obviously, in male patients is very rare, extremely. It's most frequently diagnosed in men between the ages of 60 and 70. Okay. But it does happen, and it's something that we should keep in mind as we do continue to create awareness about this disease, obviously, that continues to take way too many lives, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I wonder if it's, do we know the severity of male breast cancer, maybe compared to other cancers or female breast cancer?
It's compared to female breast cancer, I believe it's only 1% of breast cancer diagnoses that are men. But men are more likely to have higher mortality rates because of it.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Once a male does have breast cancer, it can oftentimes be deadly than female breast cancer. Anyway, all breast cancer is horrible, of course. But I'm interested to see what he has to say today. And if he has something that is useful and helpful, we'll definitely chat about it again tomorrow once he's speaking out about it. Because you don't see this happen very often with celebrities, especially.
Yeah.
All right. Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott have called it quits. It is over.
Okay.
And I chose a breakup song for them. This is their breakup song. Aww. I've decided. Yes, if I bought it, then please don't touch. It's because she's a kajillionaire, and he has a box full of stuff at her house, I'm sure. I'm kidding. I know he's rich also, but they're both single again for now. I guess they've been trying to make things work for a while, but they decided to take a break and kind of step away and take their space separately. But they've been super cute for the past couple of years, minus those little allegations that he was cheating back in March, which he denied. But Kylie was at Justin Bieber's wedding this weekend with little baby Stormy. Travis was not there. And something we do need to keep in mind that I thought of as well is Kylie got pregnant just a couple of months after she started dating Travis. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, from the beginning, it probably wasn't projected to last that long when those kind of things happen so quick. Before you really know someone, right? You never know.
The sequence was a little messed up there. You should have...
Dated, courted,
maybe married, and then have the kid.
No, you don't have to get married before you have a kid.
Maybe not married.
Do you know what year it is?
At least be like a solid couple.
No.
You want to be like figuring out the aftermath after the kid. Yeah. Oh, okay, now what do we do?
You want to be going steady at very least.
As steady as you can be in Hollywood.
I don't think you can judge in that way. I'm just saying if you don't know someone completely, you can kind of from the beginning, it can work out, but you can say like you're going to continue to get to know each other, and maybe you're not sure yet whether it's going to be a thing.
2 months is a little too soon.
Not when you have $1 billion. They're good. The baby's taken care of. Everybody's happy. They're going to continue to co-parent together. And they both love the little girl, who is adorable, by the way, baby Stormy.